This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let me lay out what just happened. Vice President J.D. Vance and Trump's press secretary Karoline Leavitt just spent their first press briefing since the government shut down having to defend Donald Trump's AI videos. Multiple AI videos, not only racist ones of Hakeem Jeffries, but also conspiratorial ones of med beds, fake medical beds that don't exist. Donald Trump posted this, then deleted it. And Karoline Leavitt honestly was stuttering a bit trying to defend this. And just to zoom out, we are 12 hours into the government shutdown. Donald Trump is going to try to distract from a few key issues, but we will always center the conversation around the healthcare that the American people deserve, around the government shutdown that, at the end of the day, Republicans own. They have both chambers of Congress and the presidency. There's even a video of Trump in 2011 saying that the president owns the shutdown. It's his job to bring people together, and he's right.
If there is a shutdown, I think it would be a tremendously negative mark on the president of the United States. He's the one that has to get people together.
He's the one that's supposed to be the chief negotiator, the chief deal maker, as they say. And Donald Trump and Republicans bragged about having a mandate from the American people where they got both chambers of Congress, yet now they can't get their shit together and just give the American people some sort of health care or make a deal with the Democrats. Now, J.D. Vance came on stage and immediately had to defend the AI video of a sombrero that Donald Trump posted multiple times. He thinks he's trolling, but tens of millions of Americans are going to suffer because of this. And J.D. Vance doesn't seem to realize how bad faith this makes him and Trump seem. Democrats have approached this in good faith, with substantive solutions and real concerns for the American people, yet they are doubling down and not approaching this in good faith. Take a look.
Okay, go ahead and ask the second question.
So the president's been posting some images of Leader Jeffries and Senator Schumer.
I saw.
Recently. You've said that you're interested in good faith negotiations with these leaders, but you know, what message does that send? Is it helpful to post pictures of Leader Jeffries in a sombrero if you're trying to have good faith talks with him?
Oh, I think it's funny. The president's joking, and we're having a good time. You can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I've talked to the president of the United States about that.
A room half full of MAGA influencers just laughing at anything J.D. Vance says. They are not negotiating in good faith. In fact, they were okay with the government shutting down. They're okay with hurting American people because they can consolidate more power. Now, this is where it gets even more wonky. A few days ago, Donald Trump posted, then deleted this video, an entirely AI-generated video of himself and his daughter-in-law reporting on Fox News that there was a new technology called med beds. The claim is that these med beds can fix any sort of health condition, anything. You get in them, and then you're fixed. And it's actually sort of a grim conspiracy because it's apparently convinced a lot of desperate people who have health conditions, who have family members with health conditions, that there is some sort of solution that can solve anything when there is not. So when the president of the United States posted it, then deleted it, it's quite worrisome. He's very clearly losing his mind. And then Karoline Leavitt was asked about this. Just remember, the government shut down, and we are being asked about AI videos being posted by the president. Not backdoor negotiations, but AI videos. Take a listen to this clip.
I want to ask about this video that the president posted the other day. It was an AI deepfake of himself talking about something called med beds. What was he trying to communicate to the public there, and why did he delete it?
I think the president...
I just like how these questions are framed still. What was the president trying to communicate to the public when he made his 90th schizophrenic post of the day and accidentally posted a fake video? Now watch how... I mean, he's just framing his question how he has to, but listen to how Karoline Leavitt responds and stutters her way through trying to make sense of it.
I think the president saw the video and posted it. And then took it down. And he has the right to do that. It's his social media. He's incredibly transparent, as you all know. You hear from him directly on social media. He likes to share memes. He likes to share videos. He likes to repost things that he sees other people post on social media as well. And I think it's quite refreshing that we have a president who is so open and honest directly himself many a times on Truth. You are hearing directly from the president.
I love how shameless the spin is. Donald Trump posted about a fake technology that gives people fake hope, and they say, I love how transparent and I love how open he is. This is like Donald Trump getting on camera, taking a shit on the Oval Office desk, and they're like, I like how unique his plumbing strategies are. He's really just pushing the boundaries on what's acceptable in society. No, he's not pushing the boundaries. He's being an effing idiot. He's literally posting videos of fake AI deepfakes of himself. He didn't realize that. Then him deleting it is a concession. Them deleting it is a very clear concession that, oh shit, we didn't know this was fake. We didn't realize that he posted this. This is quite clearly going to end up harming us in the long run. It's very not common that they delete things like that. Here is J.D. Vance once again being asked about the shutdown and how they're now targeting people.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President, and thank you for being here. Yesterday, President Trump said, as a result of the shutdown, we'll be laying off a lot of people that are going to be very affected, and the Democrats, they are going to be Democrats. Has the administration asked agencies to target federal workers who they believe to be Democrats in these reductions of forces?
We're not targeting federal agencies based on politics. We're targeting the people's government so that as much as possible of the essential services can continue to function. That is the question the president has asked the entire government is fundamentally, okay, we're in a shutdown. That causes some problems. The troops aren't getting paid. There's nothing that we can do about that while the government is shut down. But there are essential services that we want to make sure as much as possible they still continue to function. That is the principle that's driving us forward during the shutdown.
Someone in the comments said, can someone ask J.D. Vance why we even need a budget bill? My understanding is that we've taken in something like $17 trillion from foreign investments. That could fund the government for quite a long time. Why are we pretending that we're broke? He's obviously being sarcastic because Trump keeps making this claim that we brought in $17 trillion. It is so insanely BS that you almost wonder if he saw it on a fake AI video online. Remember, he's going to invade Portland, quote-unquote invade Portland, apparently, because they're at war with U.S. cities, and we found out that this was a rerun of Fox News footage from 5 years ago that he was watching. It was footage on the ground in Portland during the BLM protests, and a riot broke out, so they played footage of that for Trump, and apparently he thought it was modern day, so now they are deploying the military. We have a senile president who is being fed Fox News clips, and it's terrifying. These Fox News clips are warping his brain, and he doesn't seem to understand what's real and what's not. He's got no reality tests around him or no walls to push back. I mean, to make matters worse, Tulsi Gabbard reportedly was going to use his daily presidential briefings to do Fox News type segments and use that as a vehicle for the information. We have a child as the president with an infantile view of the world. So let's just continue to push back. Let's continue to debunk the news on a daily basis as it comes. If you appreciate Mockler Media and the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you're subscribed to the feed below. We have some great debate shows, breaking news formats, live streams, all cooking up for 2025, 2026, and beyond. So be there for it. I love you all, and peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.